I want to point out the two extra papers we have in the materials. We have benefited so much from these two recent presentations, and they were so outstanding. We didn't want to reinvent the wheel by just cribbing from these papers and presentations, but we got the permission of the authors to reprint them for you. So many thanks to both of these authors. Julia Ezell Perez wrote and presented the presentation, Do a Good Deed, beautifully named presentation. I would say if you want complete as we have information on ladybird deeds and transfer on death deeds, read Julie's presentation together with our Medicaid update from last year, and I think you'll have a pretty good combination of text and summary and update. Julie has updated it for us really well. And then the second one is Benicia Flores, also well-named, Pesky Problems in Medicaid Cases. Benicia worked for Health and Human Services, so she provides an inside view that not many people can do. And when the public health emergency ends in October, possibly in October, not necessarily, October 13th is the next possible date, then we're going to hear a lot of calls. I'm losing Medicaid. That people who have not been worried about it in the past will suddenly find that nothing else matters. And Benicia's paper, I suggest you think about that when those calls start coming in. And we're gonna try to help some with that in our paper and in Meredith's part of the presentation today. Okay, I will talk first about something that we heard about yesterday at the Texas NALA presentation, and that is the possibility of deducting pre-eligibility medical expenses from the copayment. What this is about, Nathan Peters talked about this yesterday if you were in the Texas NALA conference. What I'm going to do is just kind of give a brief summary of what Nathan was talking about, try to walk you through it a little bit. Many clients know that you can get retroactive benefits for 3 months before the month in which you file the Medicaid application, and we always have been having to explain to them, but you have to be eligible for any month in which you expect to have benefits. So, for example, if in one of those 3 months before the month of filing the application, you had more than $2,000 at the end of the month and you're unmarried, then you're ineligible for the next month. And because you're ineligible, even though it's in the three-month period, Medicaid isn't going to pay. That's not true anymore. Thanks to the work that Nathan Peters did, he found the law. He encouraged CMS to encourage the Medicaid program in Texas, Health and Human Services, and after fighting it for a couple of years, they published this policy bulletin that's in the slide to let us know that they are going to follow the law on this. And so the paper goes into some detail, pages 3 to 5, on the steps to follow. I commend that to you. Nathan is largely responsible for that. He helped to get us through that. We're all starting on this, so I'm not saying that Nathan's responsible if there's a problem with it. It's something that Health and Human Services hasn't told us how to do, and so this is our best guess at what's going to work best. Okay, here's an example just to clarify this pre-eligibility medical expense business. What if the client is who's down to less than $2,000 and owes the nursing home $10,000? How does the nursing home get paid? The client doesn't have any significant resources left, usually their income goes to co-payment if they're unmarried. Let's take the example, $10,000 in nursing home expenses are owed, and there's a $2,000 a month co-payment ordinarily. In this case, though, if we're getting the $10,000 paid as pre-eligibility medical expense, that $10,000 can be taken out of future co-payments. And so for the next 5 months, the co-payment will be zero each month. So once that's been paid, then the usual co-payment will go into work. It's exactly the same as if you had a $10,000 dental bill. They take it out of future co-payments. And it works very well. We've done it with dental bills, and we can certainly do it with this.